From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC Daily News. Molly Burke reports in the Times Union that a power transmission line that passes through the town of Skodak in Rensselaer County, the towns of Stuyvesant, Stockport, Ghent, Clapperick, Livingston, Gallatin, and Claremont in Columbia County, and the towns of Milan, Clinton, and Pleasant Valley in Dutchess County was celebrated August 16th after 2 years of construction to update the electric grid. The project replaced 1930s-era transmission lines with monopoles, which are better in storms and hold a 345-kilovolt transmission line meant to better transport renewable energy from its source to the region. Over 700 old transmission towers were replaced with about 440 single-pole structures that carry a line with higher capacity. The project also rebuilt the Churchtown substation in Claverick, and two new substations were added in Skodak and Pleasant Valley. Read more about this story in the Times Union. Paul Kirby reports in the Daily Freeman that Republican Mark Molinaro did not directly comment on the fourth indictment of former President Donald Trump. Democrat Pat Ryan, on the other hand, was not afraid to give his opinion. Ryan, who represents the 18th Congressional District, said on social media, and I quote, "Donald Trump is a traitor who incited and knowingly enabled a violent insurrection, putting our entire nation at risk for his own selfish political gain. His un-American efforts to undermine our democracy represent one of the most egregious threats against our country and our Constitution since its founding," end quote. Molinaro, who represents the 19th Congressional District, said, and I quote, "I still share the concerns that Biden, Clinton, and others are not being held to the same standard as the former president and that these prosecutions are coming during an active presidential campaign. In the United States, no one should be above the law and everyone has a presumption of innocence," end quote. Ryan disagreed with Molinaro even if they use some of the same words, saying, and I quote, "Trump must be held fully accountable under the law and must never hold public office again," end quote. Republican Elise Stefanik, who represents the 21st District, including Rensselaer County, said, and I quote, "President Trump had every legal right to challenge the results of the election," end quote. Read more about this story in the Daily Freeman. Melanie Lekasebic reports for Capital Region Independent Media that Representative Mark Molinaro said August 11th that no post offices in the 19th Congressional District have been targeted for closure in a Postal Service consolidation plan. Molinaro is against the postal plan, saying, and I quote, "I am deeply disappointed that the administration at the United States Postal Service is ignorant of and uncaring toward rural and upstate communities, and that needs to change," end quote. State Senator Michelle Henchy, Democrat, has signed on to a letter with Republican State Senator Rob Rollison to U.S. Postmaster General Louis DeJoy protesting the plan. Assemblyman Chris Teague, a Republican, is against the closing of post offices in theory, but did not address any specifics of the plan. He said, and I quote, "I have always been against post offices closing. It's the one last item of convenience that we have in our small rural areas. It's our last small town local place where folks always go. Besides that, working in the Postal Service offers good paying jobs," end quote. Read more about this story at theupstater.com. And that wraps up the WGXC Daily News. You can visit our website at WGXC.org for local weather updates, public meetings, a community calendar, or COVID-19 updates. And while you're there, please click on the donate button to become a WGXC sustaining supporter or make a one-time donation. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.